Welcome back to The Daily, Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range, and we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hotspot, where your functional fitness begins, and Ghost Energy Drink. And joining us on our newsmaker line, on our sports line, we welcome head coach Hanover Horton Basketball. We've got Coach Andy Birch joining us. Hey, Coach.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are things in Andy's world?
Been busy. A lot of chaos heading into March. Well,
there's a reason why it's been trademarked March Madness, and we're not supposed to use that. But I mean, that's how it is. It's a crazy season, no matter what level you're at. It's crazy right now here in district play, and you're getting ready for a big matchup with Concord tonight.
Yeah, they're a tough team. One of the best teams over there in the Big Eight, and they've been putting together some good games this year. So,
yeah, they have. They've been very competitive, and I don't know. It seems like they're more of a defensive type team. I don't see a whole lot of high scores on their schedule. Unlike you guys, when you win, I mean, we're talking a lot of times it's 50, 60 plus. In the win column when you're putting up points. You like to get the ball in the hoop.
Yeah. I mean, we do. And I think that's kind of been a blessing and a curse because we went through a stretch there where we were kind of feeding off our the offensive side of the ball instead of, you know, feeding off the defenses. And that's a staple of Hanover Horton. I mean, we started on the defensive side of the floor and, turn defense into offense sometimes. It's always positive to be good on the other side of the ball. But we got in some grinded out games where, you know, you can't always shoot lights out every night and you got to rely on your defense. And we struggled there for a little bit on figuring that out and trusting our defense a little bit. So,
yeah. Yeah, well, let's talk about that. Some of the obstacles that you had to kind of overcome in the season. Everybody in the Cascades had to try to overcome Napoleon and Michigan Center, but what were some of the things that stood out for you during this season that really just made you a better team overall?
Well, you know, learning from every loss, and I really feel like the kids, every loss we had, we learned a valuable lesson, and, you know, try not to make the same mistakes twice. We learned a lot from playing it close. We played it close with Napoleon both times. We're right there, just a couple possessions here and there could have swayed those games. Center, you know, we just could not match up with them this year very well. I'd like to see them again maybe in the regional, but they gave us fits. And even Grass Lake, we went into Grass Lake one night, which I said at the beginning of the year, all those teams in the middle of the pack, you know, us, Addison, East Jackson, Grass Lake, they're tough teams, and you can't take a night off. And between East Jackson, you know, playing very well that night, and we just didn't bring it.
Well, that's what every coach that I've talked to in the Cascades Conference has said. And honestly, it doesn't matter what the sport is. Every coach in the Cascade, no matter what the sport is, says, man, you can't take a night off. And it is. There's a reason why we call it the Rugged Cascades.
Yep. And we even dropped one late in the year to Manchester where they just flat out outworked us. I mean, it looked like they from an outsider's point of view, they just wanted it more than us that night. And they end up beating us at the buzzer 53-52. But, you know, it's crazy this time of year. March, yeah. Anything can happen. And, you know, that was the tail end of the, we had a 5-game losing skid there. It started with Charlotte and went through Gull Lake, Napoleon, Michigan Center, and then Manchester topped it off to where, you know, we just had to kind of regroup. I don't want to really say soul searching, but we had to really get back to what we were capable of and figure out who, you know, get our confidence back on, you know, kind of how we were playing in the beginning of the season. So
yeah, well, and there was that stretch there, but like you said, you learned a lot from that. It was tough competition too. Then he had the Big Eight. Now you're sitting here getting ready for the Concord matchup tonight. We'll circle back to districts here in a second, but this point in the season and, you know, kind of where you started off, but before you guys even started practicing, when you had those first meetings with the group of guys on your team, you know, what'd you talk about and where'd you want to be at the end of the season? And do you feel like this season was a success for you?
Success is hard to define, mm-hmm. I guess. We wanted to win the conference first and foremost. I think we were right there. I don't think we were really eliminated till like the last few games of conference play, with the matchup with Napoleon. But you know, from there, we don't really talk about districts all year. I always have it on my mind. I think as any coach, you're always watching the teams in your district all year to just kind of get the you know, dynamics of what they bring. But we stayed focused, and once first place was out of contention, we still had a potential to get that second place spot, uh-huh. and we needed help from a few other teams, but. That last Michigan Center game, that was kind of our mindset going in there.
Yeah.
So you know, yeah, we wanted to win the conference, but you know, we did know it was tough, and we solidified third in the conference in a tough year. So, I mean, success. We definitely we don't want to be finished right now. Let's
right.
Just say that.
Right, yeah, no kidding.
We got a few more goals on our plate that we want to try to accomplish.
Absolutely. Tell me about some of the guys on the team. Who are those that, when we come tonight, we got to circle on the program and keep our eye on?
Well, you know, the Luke Soper, he's been phenomenal late for me. He's averaging 18 points and 10 rebounds a game. Pitches in about 2-3 assists a night. He's been fantastic. Logan Blackledge, he's bringing 15 and a half a night, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. And then, you know, our ball handling, our rock up top. And then Caden Henry, he brings a little bit of muscle down low. I'm not sure when we talked last, but I think we talked before either the Napoleon game. But that night he actually had an 18-point and rebound game.
Oh, wow.
He's capable of that. It's just kind of we got to get him going sometimes, and but you know if we get that out of him, we're very tough.
Yeah, no kidding. So yeah, we're looking forward. Yeah, you get that out of him. I think any coach has a kid like that on their team. They're doing cartwheels at the end of the night.
Yeah.
But I mean, you've got some experience there. You've got kids who have been at this level for a little bit and have been in the districts before and have seen success at Hanover Horton. And that all kind of plays into your favor as you're heading into this matchup with Concord tonight.
Yeah. Somewhat. I mean, we still have a bad taste in our mouth from last year. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I told them at the end of last season, they remember this feeling and let's strive to never have this feeling again. So, I think we're ready for the matchup. You know, we're solely focused on Concord and only Concord because they're a very dangerous team. So, we're going to come out. Hopefully they're ready to go and hopefully we want it more.
Yeah. And there's always a little bit of familiarity there between the Cascades and the Big Eight Conference. Usually there's a couple of those teams that pop up on your schedule. This year you got a chance to see Reading twice. But you've played Concord in the past. You've played Jonesville in the past. Didn't see them this year, but, I mean, you're familiar with those teams. Jonesville, they're pretty dangerous, too. Lumen, they hardly play any Division III schools all season long, and now they're here in the D3 district. I mean, those. I know you're looking at it at the corner of your eye. Concord tonight, but you got to be ready for Friday also.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I've had my eye on both those teams, and I've got friends on both sides, so I don't really want to say who I'm pulling for. but they're both well coached, and they're both very dangerous. That should be a fantastic matchup as well.
Yeah, you gonna hang out watch that game?
Well, yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's the plan.
All right, man. Anything else? What didn't I get to today that you feel like our listeners need to know about Hanover Horton basketball this season?
I think we pretty much covered it all. I mean, know, we're going to just try to keep this thing rolling, you know.
All right, Coach. Coach Andy Burge, Hanover Horton Hoops, joining us here today on The Daily. Thank you so much for your time. Always a pleasure talking with you. Good luck tonight, sir.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Talk to you soon. You're listening to The Daily, Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio.